This podcast may contain scary, disturbing, or disgusting content. You have been warned. Hello everyone, welcome to Anomalous. I'm Dr. Eggs, and this week I'm proud to present the Thaumiel class object, SCP-4006, hashtag Massachusetts. A happy birthday goes out to my friend, Dr. J. SCP-4006 is a probabilistic anomaly affecting the area that is generally known as the American state of Massachusetts. The anomaly has created the effect that gives the impression that people live in the state of Massachusetts, but through extremely improbable events, no one does, living within states nearby, but in some extreme cases, living as far west as North Dakota. The anomaly also keeps anyone from learning about the true nature of Massachusetts. However, some Foundation researchers were apparently immune to the effects of SCP-4006 and discovered the anomaly, revealing it to the entire Foundation. To demonstrate the anomalous effects of SCP-4006, here is a true history of Massachusetts according to the SCP Foundation. Massachusetts lacks any tribal presence when the Europeans arrive, and when the Europeans begin colonizing the Americas, Britain attempts to thwart France's plans to colonize the northernmost parts of the Americas and claims to have a colony further north than Jamestown. Because of poor communication, colonists think that the colony actually exists and go to Plymouth, but get blown south without noticing and land further south than Massachusetts. Over time, the Massachusettsian people who live in Massachusetts develops within neighboring colonies of Connecticut and Rhode Island without noticing the actual colonists of either. Through almost impossible scenarios, the colonists meet and think that they are further north in Massachusetts. SCP-4006-A are people who believe they live in Massachusetts, but as stated previously, they live in neighboring states, but also live up and down the East Coast as well, and, as stated previously, all the way to North Dakota in some extreme cases. Most SCP-4006-A instances who believe they're living in major cities such as Boston or Salem actually live in other cities near SCP-4006, such as New York, Philadelphia, or Buffalo. When SCP-4006-A instances engage in conversations which anything to do with location or landmarks of the city they believe they are in, they will only interact with other instances of SCP-4006-A. SCP-4006 is stated to have a much larger scale than this, and this is just enough examples to explain the anomaly, and to contact personnel with 4/4006 level security clearance for more recorded effects. Due to the lack of human habitation inside of SCP-4006, the area is extremely valuable to the Foundation, with many of the largest sites the Foundation owns being located there, as there is less risk of civilians being exposed to anomalies during containment breaches. It is noted that just because it can help doesn't mean that personnel can let their guard down and rely on SCP-4006 to take care of their mistakes. To keep satellite images consistent, the largest sites are set up at the claimed location of major cities such as Boston and Springfield, and with major roads connecting all of the sites where they should be on maps. All personnel are to wear civilian clothing outside of sites. Private flights carrying Foundation personnel are disguised as commercial flights to fly over the set date. The addendum this is included in also has stated a project to turn Massachusetts into a functional U.S. state under complete Foundation control. In the second addendum, it reveals that the project known as 4006-109, the project that wanted to create a Foundation-controlled Massachusetts, has been realized, and towns and businesses have been constructed around the state. It was opened up to civilians, however, the sites themselves are still restricted zones. This requires more emphasis on Protocol MTV-4006, which is simply just maintaining normal procedures to keep the anomalous a secret, thereby maintaining the veil. Following this, several addendums are deleted because of redundancy or boringness, followed by Addendum 8, in which it is questioned whether or not SCP-4006 truly exists. It is written in 2023 and details how less than 20 people who believe they live in Massachusetts actually live in other states, and none of them are from probabilistic anomalies. The SCP Foundation is now outpopulated in Massachusetts, and a motion has been put forward with three options: reclassify SCP-4006 as neutralized, reclassify it as explained, or keep 4006 as Thaumiel.
The following requires O5 level security clearance.
SCP-4006 is to still be considered Thaumiel, with several evidences for its existence, such as the existence of Thaumiel SCPs such as SCP-2000, or amnestic SCPs such as SCP-3000. However, due to SCP-4006 being only a hypothetical, the Foundation has to be cautious and maintain the veil. I hope you enjoyed this episode just as much as I enjoyed making it. This SCP was written by Dark Stuff. This podcast and all information in it is licensed under the CC BY SA 3.0 copyright license. If the SCP universe interests you, you may like the YouTube channels The Rubber, Dr. Bob, SCP Explained, Detective Void, SCP Animated, and Detective Nicolette. See ya!